It's the time of year when events begin to transition from outdoors to indoors. That's fine with us because there are some wonderful things to do this weekend that happen inside. Let's start in New Jersey with a new play at the South Camden Theater Company. The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime heads to the stage. We'd tell you what it's about, but the title seems to spell that out pretty succinctly. If there wasn't already reason enough to support your local theater, if you're a Camden resident with ID, your ticket is just $5. Stages in Philadelphia are lighting up with some new versions of old classics. Wicked, based on the original story of The Wizard of Oz, opened this week. The show celebrates its 20th year on Broadway this year, and it's at the Academy of Music through November 26th.
No good deed goes unpunished. No act of charity goes unresented.
And at the Philadelphia Theater Company, Macbeth in Stride opens tonight. It's the contemporary reworking of Macbeth. It's playing through November 19th. The Franklin Institute unveils their brand new multi-million-dollar permanent exhibit on Saturday. Wondrous Space is an interactive, immersive, two-story exhibit that promises to provide a pathway to the cosmos. The exhibit is free with museum admission, and the first 250 attendees on Saturday and Sunday will receive a TFI foam space shuttle. Doors open each day at 9:30 a.m., so be prompt. The Philadelphia Museum of Art seeks new frontiers and creativity. They've invited more than 190 artists in 13 disciplines to the 47th annual Contemporary Craft Show. It's on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Pennsylvania Convention Center in Exhibit Hall F. Tonight's preview gala is there as well from 4 to 9 p.m., and we'll have that ticket link on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. The Asian Arts Initiative is hosting the Philadelphia Asian American Film Festival at their Vine Street location and online. They're screening shorts, docs, and feature films that represent the best of filmmaking from the Asian and Pacific Island diaspora. Their panel discussions, too. Festival tickets are on a sliding scale starting at $15. It's Native American Heritage Month, and the Constitution Center is acknowledging it with special programming. There are in-person and online events that showcase the bittersweet history of America's indigenous population and its relationship to the U.S. Constitution. There will be a daily program guide for museum visitors, and you can register for online events now. When you're a hard-nosed football player, they call you a dog. Jason Kelce and Jalen Hurts are great examples of that. As you may have heard, the Eagles are playing the Cowboys this weekend. There will be many tailgates out at the link, but it's the Tailsgate that will help some dogs of the four-legged variety and other animals in need. The event is being held from noon to 4 on Sunday outside the Wells Fargo Center. It benefits the Pennsylvania SPCA. Tribute bands, they're all the rage these days, but Brit Floyd has taken their tribute to Pink Floyd to another level. The concert commemorates the 50-year anniversary of Dark Side of the Moon, the band's classic 1973 album. It recreates their 1994 tour with a laser light show and a circular screen. Music director Damian Darlington has played over 2,500 Pink Floyd shows. That's probably more than the original band actually played together. Brit Floyd is at the Miller Theater on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. We hope you'll float into your weekend, and you can with Anthony Hamilton. The R&B crooner is checking into the Met Philadelphia on Sunday. The show was rescheduled from July 29th, so if you still have your tickets, they will be honored. He's bringing some friends with him, and we hope one of those friends is our own Carol Riddick. She's singing backgrounds on Float. The show starts at 8 p.m. Tanya Pendleton, and that's my time. But if you missed anything or you want to hear more options for this weekend, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. That's where you can find details on the Apple Festival in Peddler's Village and on Mainline Restaurant Week, which starts on Sunday. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.